The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. In truth, the Roman philosopher said... affluence will try even the souls of the wise. Absolutely. And you can take it even further. While it needs talent to weather adversity, it requires genius to survive prosperity. Adversity, prosperity. We shall explore the relative merits of each.
But you can't arrest the king of Morania.
I can if he broke the law.
It doesn't make any difference.
You mean he's allowed to break the law?
Oh, look, Bouncer, why don't we just forget it? Why? If you arrest him, the U.S. can get into a war.
So what? You mean the U.S. couldn't lick Morania?
Mystery drama, Charlie the Actor, written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan, and stars Leon Janney. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Basically, you're kind of a procrastinator, aren't you?
Can I get back to you later on that?
Ah, but you don't just put things off. No, sir, you put things off for a reason.
Hey, when are these snow shovels going to sail?
August.
I'll wait.
But what about the 2 feet of snow in our driveway, Wally?
They'll melt.
Well, for you purposeful procrastinators, Buick has some very good news. At this time of year, your Buick dealer may get very accommodating when it comes to deals. On compact, fun-to-drive Skylarks, roomy, comfortable Centuries, luxurious Regals, even full-size LeSabres and elegant Electras. Now, while we hate to hurry you, this is what a lot of other procrastinators have been waiting for, too. So stop dawdling, because you can afford a Buick. Yes, you can. Right now, at your Buick dealers.
Am I too late?
No, sir. I'd say you're just in time.
Pampered Pet, 3400 Sawmill Run Boulevard, is the ultimate in dog specialty shops and dog grooming, with professionally trained personnel who care about your dog's appearance and health. The Pampered Pet has everything your dog could want or need. For the dog in your life, they have in stock sweaters and coats sizes 6 to 30. They have boots for large dogs. The Pampered Pet also carries a variety of dog toys. At the Pampered Pet, they stand behind their work. Their prices are reasonable and are based upon the condition and breed of your dog. Drop by and talk with Mary Bucklew about your pet's individual needs. The Pampered Pet is located at 3400 Sawmill Run Boulevard, or call 881-4744. Appointments in advance help the Pampered Pet serve you better. That's 881-4744.
Beat tone for cut 95, 5 seconds.
Old age, it is said, is the last act in the play of life. In the drama of every man, it leads to the final curtain. As the bard has written, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Many of us can attract and thrill the audience during Act One and Act Two, but most of us find ourselves all alone in the deserted theater toward the end of Act Three.
Hey, Bouncer, where you been?
Too late for a steak, Molly?
Coming up.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd be closed.
Yeah, I should have been.
Yeah.
Well, you take your life in your hands staying open late in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the truth. I remember years ago.
Oh, them days. They'll never come back.
What we used to have here, the theaters, the hotels.
It was class.
Today?
Oh. Hey, listen, I got something special for you.
Yeah? What?
You know the guy that services the jukebox?
Huh?
I made him get me a couple of records.
Which records?
We don't get no call for them these days, he says. Well, I says, I'm calling for them now. Listen. Play the Paramount around the corner.
Yeah, I remember when they used to be the Paramount.
Yeah, the Paramount, the state, the capital.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them days, huh?
Nothing. I guess he just disappeared, that's all.
Yeah.
And we just got older.
Hey, what's wrong, Bouncer?
Nothing. I think I'm going to put in my papers.
Are you going to retire from the department?
Because I don't belong.
Oh, how can you say that?
Because I don't know how to be a cop no more.
That ain't true.
It's a new world, Molly. I don't understand it. I remember this neighborhood 35, 40 years ago when I first came on the beat.
Oh, it was always tough.
Yeah, but you could handle it. You know what I mean? And bad as the neighborhood was, you were a part of it. You saw some kids stepping too far out of line, you took them aside and explained things. Maybe you had to give him a little rap across the chop.
I know.
9 times out of 10, you straightened them out. And his old man, his old lady, they thanked you for it.
Sure.
Just lay a finger on some young punk today, and you know what happened.
Oh, let's don't talk about it.
Hey, that steak's going to be well done.
I'll leave it to Molly.
Hey, you got any fries?
Oh, I ought to say no. You know, you should watch your weight.
I watch it.
Yeah, you sit there and you watch it.
Well, it's the new cops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all been to college.
Mm-hmm.
They all know big words.
Yeah.
They all got these great new theories. I'm riding the car with a kid who wasn't even born when I first put on the badge. And he's spouting off about the sociological implications of the disintegration of the linear familial peer group.
What's it mean?
Do I know? Does he know? First, I figured sociological was like socialist. I know what that means.
I saved you some apple pie.
I don't belong no more, Molly.
And I got fresh coffee.
I don't fit in the picture.
You put a little chocolate ice cream on that apple pie.
Look at me, Molly. Look at me in the mirror. I'm old, I'm fat.
Oh, come on, Bouncer.
I'll tell you the worst thing of all. I've become a character. I know how they talk about me, the rookie cops. Hey, you riding with Bouncer tonight? He's a million laughs. Get him started on them stories of his about the old times. Get him to tell you how he got the nickname, Bouncer.
Look, you're the best cop in the precinct.
Mm.
You got the one thing you can't learn. You got to be born with it.
What's that?
Instinct.
So what? Today it's all on the computer. If it ain't on the computer, nobody wants to know about it.
Look, I'll tell you what. We spent the last 10 minutes listening to your troubles. You want to spend the next 10 minutes listening to mine?
Hey, let's play another one of them tunes, huh?
Yeah, and this time let's use your quarter.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So, why wasn't you in for supper?
I was on special detail.
Yeah? Where?
Up on East 83rd Street.
Doing what?
Pulling guard at this embassy.
Oh, which one?
Some country called Mauritania.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, there's maybe 20, 30 countries you never heard of. Like, I was on detail at the UN one time. It seemed like there was a new one coming out every day.
Yeah, and on the other hand, there's a lot of countries you used to hear about, but no more. Huh? Like, whatever happened to Serbia? Or Montenegro? Or Albania?
Albania's still around.
Well, didn't they have a king once that used to smoke 200 cigarettes a day?
Huh?
Poor guy. Here he was a king, and all he can be remembered for is... Wait a sec. There was something about Mauritania in today's paper.
Yeah? What?
Yeah, it's in the journal.
What's this 2x4 country like Mauritania doing on the front page?
Oh, it's the king. See?
Hmm?
He's due here tomorrow.
So that's what it's all about.
He's going to be here for a week.
That's why there's so many cops assigned.
Is it a good detail?
If they don't have a riot.
Well, according to the paper, you can count on it.
Look at this king.
Mm-hmm.
Sure got a lot of medals.
All kings do. They don't earn them, do they?
Nah, they just hand them out to each other.
What is it, Bouncer?
This king, that's his name. Zofrana?
Close enough. Well, what about him?
Well, I've seen him before.
You ever been to Morania?
I don't even know where it is.
Well, read down there what it says.
The Balkans.
You ever been to the Balkans?
I never even heard of them.
Yeah, well, it's the south of Europe somewhere.
How would you know?
I had this Greek counterman one time, and he told me...
Why does this king look so familiar?
Well, because he must look like somebody you know.
No.
Well, it could be.
There's a difference.
What kind of difference?
Between a guy who looks like somebody you know and a guy who is somebody you know.
Hey, where would you come off knowing the king of Morania?
Molly, I'm telling you, I know this guy.
Oh, sure.
I know him.
Hey, you want another piece of pie?
Tomorrow, I'll know for sure.
Yeah? Well, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, he's supposed to show up. It's hard to tell everything from a picture. Wait till I see him in the flesh.
Leave me know how you make out.
Bouncer?
Oh, yes, Sarge?
Hey, you want to come with me?
Where are we going?
Around the back.
What's doing around the back?
I got nobody in the back door, and I got five guys up front.
Yeah, but why me?
No reason. I just happened to pick you.
Is that a fact, Sarge?
Sure. What else?
You mean you want to keep me out of trouble?
Why, Bouncer, how could you say that, huh?
Yeah, because when I was your age, that's how we also protected the old guys.
Look, Bouncer, there isn't going to be any trouble.
That's not what I read in the papers.
Well, you don't want to believe everything you encounter in the media.
There was riots in Morania when this king left. There's going to be more when he shows up here.
Oh, come on, Bouncer. There aren't enough Moranian Americans.
For riots, you can always raise a crowd.
Your orders are to guard the rear of these premises.
Against what? Squirrels? Chipmunks?
At the first sign of trouble, you're to radio for immediate assistance.
Hey, Sarge, any of these clowns try something, I'll bounce them around myself.
Hey, that must be the king. Look, I'm going back around to the front.
But if I'm stuck here, how can I get a good look at him?
What do you want to look at him for?
Well, hello there.
The Polizei.
Yes, ma'am, the Polizei.
Polizei Americano. He's good.
Not bad. Are you the queen?
The queen?
Yeah, the first lady, the empress.
Empress? Oh, empress, yeah. Why you say that?
Well, King Zofrana hangs his hat here, don't he? Figured you must be his wife.
Wife?
His better half. His ball and chain, his spouse.
Oh, esposana. No.
Why not? You're pretty enough.
Oh, I'm the cook.
Hey, I'll bet you're pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my name's Bouncer. What's yours?
Doria.
Hey, Doria. What's the chances of promoting a cup of coffee, huh?
Hey, here's your raincoat.
Oh, thanks, Sarge.
Very cozy. A little back porch here with a roof. What are you eating?
No, no. It's got a jawbreaker for a name, but it's got lamb and veal and pork and beef.
And garlic.
Yeah.
Leave it to you, Bouncer. You can always scare up some chow.
Any action up front?
No, a little fracas, but we broke it up.
What do they want from this guy, Sarge?
They want to kill him.
Why?
No, that's the way it goes in his country.
The way what goes?
Well, The ones that are out want to knock off the ones that are in because the ins are stealing the country blind and the outs want to get in there so they can have their turn at the cash register.
Yeah, that makes sense.
3 hours to go. Midnight, Jerry will bring over your relief and take you back to the station house. Now, keep out of trouble.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bouncer. You hungry, no?
I could accommodate a little snack.
Oh, come inside.
No, I gotta guard the back of the house.
You can guard from inside, no?
I can guard from inside, yes.
Come. Now, I have prepared, snack. And you can watch through window, indoor, as you eat, no? Now. We have the fish, the chicken, which you like.
I can handle them both.
Oh, I love it to watch as you eat.
Course, Minions, your mouth here.
Who's that?
Oh, it is King.
He's
angry.
What's he saying?
Oh, he is angry, big angry.
About what?
Oh, he is coming into kitchen. The king.
What would a king be doing in the kitchen?
He likes to drink the glass milk.
Glass in a milk bowl.
Good evening, Your Majesty. I'm the cop on the beat, Your Majesty. Just keeping out of the rain for a bit.
Rain, not good.
You got a point there, Your Majesty.
Good for farm.
Glacine milk, Majesty.
That's the king.
That is King Zofrana of Morenia. Long live 1,000 years.
Yeah? He may be the king of Arania, honey, but you can take it from me. He's also somebody else.
There is a picture painted by Salvador Dali called The Persistence of Memory. Memory. Elusive, deceptive. It will not stay, and it will not go. How often we try to remember something, but what was it? Where has it gone? Or did it ever exist? Obviously, we shall have to work on it further in Act Two.
Tired oil? That's gotta be bad news.
Don't you know there's good news round the corner?
And this week, your local Goodyear service store is featuring an oil and lube, just $5.88 for up to 5 quarts of major brand 10W30 grade oil and a complete lubrication. Goodyear knows how to take care of your car, so come on in for an oil and lube, just $5.88, slightly more in California.
Goodyear tires and auto service for more good years in your car.
You know the kind of day when it's so hot, the chickens are laying fried eggs? Well, that's the time for country time.
Country time, country time, tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time lemonade flavor drink. Not too tart, not too sweet, with natural lemon flavor. When you got a thirst for the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time, country time, tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
All sewing machines are not created equal. With all the sewing machines around today, none give you all the features of the Viking sewing machine. Only the Viking sewing machine has a full floating rotary hook, which means no jamming ever. Only the Viking has the incredible low gear for sewing through thicknesses of fabrics you never dreamed possible. Only the Viking has 100% Swedish steel. Only the Viking never has to be oiled. And only the Viking can never become obsolete. Viking, the onlyest sewing machine, is available at Mount Lebanon Sewing Center, 638 Washington Road, Mount Lebanon. Stop in soon for a demonstration of the Viking sewing machine and receive free a pair of stainless steel safety clip folding scissors. Remember, all sewing machines are not created equal. With all the sewing machines machines around today, none of them have the features of the incredible Viking sewing machine. Available at Mount Lebanon Sewing Center, 638 Washington Road, Mount Lebanon.
King of Murania. You never heard of Murania? Well, don't dismiss it out of hand. Consider the history of the last 20 or 30 years. Where had most of it been made? Why, as the popular song used to say, in faraway places with strange sounding names. But to answer the question, the King of Murania is Zofana, the 22nd. However, the hero of our story, a veteran streetwise cop, thinks the king is also somebody else.
What did you say about the king?
Listen, honey. You sure he's the king?
Oh, yes. He is king.
I must be getting old.
Is the chicken cook full?
Chicken's just great.
It's true?
Hmm. To prove it, I'll even have another piece.
Oh, good. He's good.
Where have I seen this guy before, your king?
What do you say? Hey, Bouncer! When are we getting married?
When I'm ready, Molly, to assume the responsibilities of a wedded state.
Well, listen what I got for you tonight. You remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter, Bouncer?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, rough details standing around in all that rain, huh?
That's for sure.
I'll bet you didn't get anything to eat all night neither, huh?
You ain't kidding.
Oh, I'll have you supper in just a minute.
You got tonight's paper.
Yeah, here. Yeah, I saved it for you.
Yeah, here he is. On the front page.
Who?
The King of Murania, that's who.
What's this thing all about?
What thing?
The thing with you and the king of whatever the place is.
Molly, you ever look at anybody and say, I know this guy?
Oh, sure. But I don't make a career out of it.
Maybe I'm getting old.
Well, here's your supper.
What's this?
What's it look like? Poached egg on dry toast.
For me?
Weak tea without sugar.
What's going on?
You know why you eat so much?
Because I'm hungry.
Because you're frustrated.
Oh, come on, Molly.
That's what this psychiatrist told me.
Now, listen.
He was in here having his lunch.
A poached egg?
What he said, it made sense.
If they're crying out loud.
You got this here compulsion to eat.
Who says so?
Who we been talking about? The psychiatrist.
Those guys are phonies.
Okay, Bouncer. I admit some of them may be quacks, but this guy...
Wait a minute.
For what?
That's his name.
Whose name?
This guy that's supposed to be King of Murania.
What's his name?
He just said it.
I just said it? When?
Just now, you were talking about psychiatrists.
Yeah?
You said some of them was quacks.
So?
So that's his name.
His name is Quacks?
No. It's Ducks.
His name's Ducks?
No, not Ducks. It's a goose. No. Gander.
Bouncer, are you okay?
No, it ain't Gander. It's a...
Keep swimming.
Swan. Mallard. Drake. That's his name. Drake.
Once again, whose name?
Who we've been talking about. Here, this guy whose picture's in the paper.
Bouncer, if you can read, underneath the picture, it's written King Zofrana, the 22nd of Murania, right?
You know what this goes to prove, Molly? You don't want to believe everything you read in the paper. His name is Carlton Billingham Drake, also known as Charlie the Actor.
Bouncer, what are you saying?
I remember. This has to be over 30 years ago. He used to hang around Bay's drugstore on Broadway with all the other young actors that was looking for a break. Yeah, remember Bay's, Molly?
Who don't remember Bay's?
He used to go there to use the phones. Then they drip down here where your old man, he should rest in peace. He'd leave him run up a tab. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, look at this guy again.
Yeah, but it says he's the king of Morania.
Disregard what it says.
How can I disregard?
See if he don't look like one of them starving actors that used to hang around here. Carlton Billingham Drake. You recognize the face?
I remember the name. He got sent to jail for robbery.
Murder.
Yeah, he killed a guy.
A dame.
His wife.
It wasn't even married. She was an actress.
Oh, sure. Who was she again?
Doreen Davidson.
Right, Doreen Davidson. A big blonde.
A little redhead.
Yeah, and he killed her because he was in love with her, and he caught her with another guy.
Hugh Daines, that's how you always rewrite history. He killed her because he loved her. Nah, that ain't what happened at all.
No?
It was his first big part, see? She played opposite him. He has this big scene where he gets to make this great speech. And every night, while he's making it, she upstages him.
And that's why he killed her?
He was an actor. It was reason enough.
Now I remember. He got sent up for life.
No, they gave him the chair.
Oh.
In them days, the law didn't fool around.
Yeah, but then the governor...
That's right, the governor changed it to life.
So he's got to be in jail, if he's still alive.
Mm-mm. 8-10 years ago, he escaped. I was reading about it. There was a rumor he'd gone to Europe. Whatever it was, he dropped out of sight.
Charlie the actor.
Yeah,
I remember him now.
Well, now that you got Charlie in mind... Take another look at the picture of this king.
Yeah, but, Bouncer, it's been more than 30 years since I've seen him.
All right, already. Add on the 30 years. The wrinkles and the lines and so forth. Does he look like Charlie the actor 30 years later?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he could be. But, Bouncer, how is it possible?
Well, the question is, how do I handle it?
Handle what?
Let's say I report it to the sergeant.
What are you going to report to the sergeant?
That the king ain't the king. But that he's Charlie the actor.
Look, Bouncer, all you got is the fact that there's a kind of resemblance.
That's all I'd have to do, yeah.
Look, Bouncer, why don't you just forget it, huh?
No, I got to report it.
Why?
Because I'm a good cop.
Oh, look, Bouncer, don't get yourself into trouble.
Well, there won't be nothing new.
Huh? How's things back here, Bouncer?
Quiet. How's it up front?
Well, it gets a little unruly now and then.
Listen, Sarge. Did you get a good look at this king?
Yeah, pretty good. Why?
Don't he remind you of somebody?
I don't know.
You want to think for a minute?
Look, I could think for an hour. He doesn't look like anybody I know. Yeah, he does. My wife's uncle. Why?
Would you say he looked like Charlie the actor?
Who?
Carlton Billingham Drake. He murdered this actress he was on the stage with maybe 35 years ago.
Bouncer, 35 years ago, I wasn't even born.
This here king's a dead ringer for Charlie the actor.
Yeah, well, that very well might be.
I say they're the same person.
You're saying the king is this Charlie the actor, huh?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Bouncer, this is far out, even for you.
Leave me give you what the media would call a scenario.
Yeah, Bouncer, I'm due around the front.
Carlton Billingham Drake commits murder.
Yeah, you already told me that.
He gets sentenced to life in the slammer.
Bouncer, I do not have the time.
He buys his way out. Last heard, he really someplace in Europe. He gets to be... King of Morania.
Well, that is a very big jump. Now, how did he get to be king, huh?
I don't know.
Why did he get to be king?
I don't know that either.
Well, it would seem that you really don't know very much.
But I know enough. I know this clown inside the house that calls himself King Zofrana the 22nd is none other than Carlton Billingham Drake. Charlie the actor.
Well, it's a most thought-provoking speculation. An extremely fortuitous verisimilitude.
Sarge,
hmm?
Whenever a young cop uses big words, it's a sign he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, Bouncer. In a million years, it could never be true, all right? But, okay, say it is. What's it to you and me if these foreigners in Morania want to take a guy like Charlie the Actor and crown him King Zofrana the 22nd?
Just this. Charlie the Actor is an escaped con. Do you want to just walk away from it?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Bring him in.
Look, Bouncer, I won't say anything about this to anybody, but I think you should see a doc.
Okay, Sergio.
Do you want me to go in there and put the cuffs on the King of Morania and haul him downtown?
You don't have to stick your neck out that far. I'll put the cuffs on him.
Bouncer, it'll start a war.
So what? You mean the U.S. can't lick Morania?
Well, it wouldn't be a war exactly. It'd just be a diplomatic mess. The entire State Department.
I don't care about the State Department. I work for the police department.
Ooh, Bouncer, you do not arrest the king of a foreign country.
That's my point.
What's your point?
He ain't the king. He's Charlie the Actor.
That is only a suspicion on your part.
You mean we never arrest guys on suspicion?
No, not when they happen to be kings.
So we're just going to stand around and do nothing?
Oh, Bouncer, why do you always give everybody such a hard time?
All we got to do is haul this character downtown, fingerprint him, and that'll prove once and for all who he is.
Well, what if the fingerprints prove he is the king?
Don't worry.
Don't worry, he says.
It's the only way to do it.
No, there's another way to do it. You prove he's Charlie the Actor first.
Yeah?
Then you get his fingerprints. How? Well, Bouncer, a man of your experience, judgment, and savvy? It shouldn't be any problem at all.
As they say in the thrillers, thickens. Our friend the Bouncer is evidently a man of prodigious memory. Obviously, one of those rare people who can remember everything. Is this good? Well, in this particular situation, we might remind Bouncer of a wise saying by no less a philosopher than the late Groucho Marx. I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to miss with Arrow shirts.
And the reason is so simple.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neckband doesn't show over your top.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker is Arrow.
If we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
Norma's Furniture makes it easy to remember Dad this Father's Day. Show Dad you care with a comfortable recliner, now specially priced at $129. Choose among four beautiful styles, durable, stain-resistant brown or green Herculon, or easy care brown or black vinyl. Enormous Furniture can help you decorate your entire home. They offer a great selection of distinctive living room, dining room, and bedroom sets by names like American of Martinsville, Burlington House, Stanley, Silvercraft, and Flexsteel. And their decorators will help you complete your home by selecting just the right draperies, wall and floor coverings, and accessories for your decor. While you're at Norma's shopping for Dad or your home, ask about their immediate free delivery and available financing. Norma's Furniture, 151 Steuben Street, West End. Open Monday and Thursday till 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday till 6. Visa and Master Charge welcome.
elephant never forgets. Who says so? Well, they say so. You know, that certain indefinable they who seem to have the final word on everything. No one has ever proved the prodigiousness of an elephant's memory, but we seem to have absorbed it into our culture, and it is now an accepted fact. Well, while we cannot vouch for the tenacity of an elephant's memory, our candidate for the champion non-forgetter of all time is a cop named Bouncer.
Bouncer?
Oh, hi, Doris.
You have... you feel... you are hungry?
You could say I'm all of them.
Come. I have the, how you call, a snack.
Don't mind if I do.
See? It's lamb and veal.
Yeah, it looks great. Listen, Dorian, I want to ask you something. This king of yours...
Zofrana. Long life, 1,000 years.
How long's he been king?
How long?
Yeah, how long? When did he become king?
Oh, since he's little boy.
Little boy?
Since he's wearing long hair with curlies.
So now he's about what, 55?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's been king all that time, huh?
He's good, the veal.
He's very good, the veal.
You like king?
I can take him or leave him.
Why you ask so much?
Just curious.
When Polizei ask, is sign that everything is not good.
Hey, look, it's almost 9 o'clock. Which means that the king is due for his glass of milk, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to do something for your country?
Yes. Oh, buzzer rings from the room of king.
Yeah, now listen, Doria.
King wants milk.
You have to do this for your country.
Yes.
How do you bring him the milk?
Bring him milk in glass. Is no good?
Is great. Now, don't touch the glass, okay?
Not touch glass?
No. Pick up the glass with a napkin. Put it down on the tray, okay?
Well, I...
Just do it, huh?
Okay.
Now, pour the milk into it, okay?
Okay.
Now, pick up the tray. Don't touch the glass, okay?
Okay.
And when he finishes the milk, you bring the glass back here to me, okay?
Okay.
And don't, whatever you do, don't touch it. Just bring it back to me. Okay?
Okay. Oh, Bouncer.
Back so quick, huh?
Here is glass.
No, don't touch it. Here, leave me pick it up off the tray with his handkerchief. That's good.
You take glass?
Do you mind?
Mind? What is mind?
Well, you see, I'm a great fan of the king's.
Fan?
Yeah. So I thought I'd like to have this little souvenir.
Oh, souvenir. Da.
Thanks a lot, Dorian.
You come in later for coffee, no?
I come in later for coffee, yes. Sarge.
Bouncer, you left your post.
It's okay. The chipmunks and the squirrels are still there.
This is serious.
I know, which is why I brought you this.
What is it?
What does it look like? It's a glass.
What do I want with a glass?
You said to get the king's fingerprints.
Okay, Bouncer, okay.
You just run them through the check, and we'll see if they don't prove
it. I said okay, Bouncer.
Remember, Sarge, if you're just fluffing me off, the responsibility will rest absolutely on you.
Bouncer, I said okay. Now get back to your post.
Sure thing.
And be alert.
You know me, Sarge. I'm always alert.
Yeah, well, good. We got a tip. Somebody may try to knock off the king tonight.
The joke will be on them. He ain't the king. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe...
Bouncer, will you get back to your post?
Bouncer?
Hi, Dory.
You like the coffee?
I always like the coffee.
It's on stove. Fresh.
You don't have to ask me twice. Sure smells good.
Bouncer, why you say king is not king?
Doria, I can trust you. I know him as somebody else.
Somebody else? How is it possible?
Well, that's the way it is.
But how is it possible for someone else to become King Sofrana?
Shh. I'm not concerned with that, Doria. I'm concerned with a person whose name is Carlton Billingham Drake.
His big name. How you say it?
Just call him Charlie the Actor. He's an escaped con.
Con?
Prisoner.
Oh, he's terrible.
Doria, is there anybody in this place you can trust?
Oh, yes, ambassador, big man, great patriot.
Any time now, the sergeant is going to get those fingerprints verified.
Da.
And he'll have to come in here to make the arrest.
Arrest?
So, tell the ambassador to be prepared for it. You know what I mean? It should be smooth and quiet, understand?
Da. Smooth and quiet.
Go ahead, quick. Now, let me see. There should be an apple strudel in the icebox. Ah, right here.
Stand still.
Huh?
Do not, I repeat, do not turn around. Do not reach for your guns. Now then, raise your hands, and I shall relieve you of your weapon. There, that's better.
Can I turn around now?
You may.
Well, if it ain't Charlie the Actor.
You are guilty, my friend, of lèse majesté. It is not the way to address a king.
Come off it, Charlie.
Why do you call me Charlie?
Would you rather I called you Carlton Billingham Drake?
Oh, it's been years since I heard that.
Hey, what happened to your accent?
My accent?
Yeah, the one you used the other night.
Ah, you have no idea how joyful it is to speak English again.
How long are you going to point that heater at me?
Until I figure out what to do with you. As they say in the thriller, you know too much.
How are you going to get rid of me?
Well, Moranians are very inventive when it comes to getting rid of undesirables.
Yeah, but I'm a cop. My sergeant knows where I am.
How did you recognize me anyhow?
I never forget a face.
After all these years, yes, I remember you now. You were the cop on the Broadway beat. The fat cop they used to call Bouncer.
Hey, your memory ain't too bad neither.
I am an actor.
Yeah, well, how did you get to play this particular part?
Well, I don't suppose it'll do any harm to tell you. I escaped from prison, stowed away in a freighter. I landed in Europe. I wandered around looking for work. Finally, I landed a job with a touring Shakespearean company. One night we were playing in Grudbag.
Where is that?
It is the capital of Morania. And after the show, a couple of men came by and they offered me a very interesting proposition.
Yeah?
Yes. How would I like to be king of Morania?
Just like that?
No. It was a little more complicated. I looked something like the king, but with the right makeup, I could look exactly like him.
What did they do with the real king?
He died.
Was it an accident?
Woo-hoo! I never did ask.
And?
It was a secret. Nobody knew the king had expired. So he was secretly buried, and here I am.
And you were able to fool everybody?
I, sir, am an actor.
A very interesting story.
Yes, and like all stories, it must come to an end. I think we'll have to take you downstairs to the cellar.
Charlie, I'm afraid the show's over. You're under arrest.
I beg your pardon?
You're an escaped prisoner, a fugitive from justice, and therefore I have to take you in custody.
But I have the gun.
I'll have to ask you for the gun.
I can understand your asking, but I have no intention...
Come on, don't be a chump. I may change my mind.
You may change your mind. About what?
About bringing you in. I may just leave you to your, fate.
You're asking me to come back to a life sentence in prison?
Better to be a live con than a dead king.
Yes, I see what you're trying to do.
Chump, why did they ask you to become king? because they want to knock you off.
Really?
They were planning to have the king travel to the U.S. just so they could knock him off in this country.
Why?
So they could hit us for some cash, that's why. But their plan got gummed up because the real king died at home.
I don't believe it.
Oh? Look out the window. You ever see so many cops? Look at that mob! Where'd they come from? Look at the signs. Death to the tyrant. That's you, Charlie.
I'll take my chance.
They'll get you. The cops can't guard you forever. Come on. Leave me put the cuffs on you and I'll sneak you out the back way. Don't let them make a sucker out of you. Look, it's all over anyhow. Doria got me a glass with your prints on it. I turned it over to my sergeant. By now, he knows who you are.
But I'll spend the rest of my life in jail.
Look, Charlie, we can make it look like you cooperated, and that could get you time off. Maybe even a pardon.
All right. All right. Here, take the gun.
No, do not take the gun. Both. Remain still.
Doria.
Do not move.
Hey, Doria.
Colonel Doria, of Morania Secret Police. You have guessed our plot, Bouncer. So now it shall reach, climax.
Huh?
You see, assassin rush into kitchen. He kill policeman on guard duty. He kill king. He escape from back door before policeman from front door can come to help.
Doria, you won't shoot me.
Bouncer, you must believe from the bottom of my heart there's no hard feelings.
But they'll know he ain't the king from his fingerprints on the glass.
Oh, poor Bouncer. So sorry. I wipe king fingerprints from glass first.
Well, after a long and distinguished career on the force, it looks like I get myself outsmarted by a dame.
No, Bouncer, she's outsmarted herself. Don't worry, lady. Madam, you don't want to do anything silly.
But she wiped Charlie's prints off the glass. Hey, Sarge, what made you come in?
Yeah, she wiped his off, but she forgot to wipe off her own. What do you say, Bertha?
Bertha?
Yes, ma'am. Those are your prints. Bertha Bazaar, wanted for murder.
Yeah, but that was more than 30 years ago.
Sure, but there were your prints in the files, clean and as fresh as the day they were taken.
Bertha Bazaar. Now I remember. You poisoned three husbands. Why'd you do it, Bertha?
Why? Because they like to eat, and they carried a lot of insurance. When we get married?
Well, I'll tell you. I think I'm finally able to assume the responsibilities of the wedded state.
There's lots of things you gotta do.
Yeah, I know.
Like you gotta get yourself an insurance policy.
An insurance policy?
Yeah, and then you gotta get some other...
I'm starved. Can I eat first?
Oh, sure. What do you want?
A poached egg, dry toast, and weak tea.
From the wit and wisdom of Bouncer Dugan, veteran policeman extraordinary. More guys have dug more graves with their teeth than with all the shovels that were used to build the sidewalks of New York. I'll be back in just a few moments, during which time you may or may not figure out exactly what he meant.
Help!
It's hay fever.
Help!
And the whole world seems like one big pollen farm. Don't give up.
arm yourself with ARM, allergy relief medicine. ARM gives you full antihistamine relief for dripping and sneezing, plus congestion relief for freer breathing, clearer sinuses. Antihistamine relief plus congestion relief equals ARM.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Take when needed, only as directed.
My old stain.
It was one of those gravy boats sunk right here on my dining room carpet.
Introducing Blue Luster Plus, the liquid carpet shampoo with degreasers that get to the bottom of your old oily soil and stains, plus brighteners to revive colors. Rent a Blue Luster shampooer at your hardware store. Use it with Blue Luster Plus, and you'll be minus those old stains.
And nothing remains of my own.
For me, Cloud is a vacation, an adventure. There I lay, poolside, working on nothing but my tan, barely in my bikini.
Excuse me, miss. Is this chaise lounge taken?
Thank you, Cloud.
Master Charge, for all the necessary things life demands of you, and for all the wonderful things you demand of life. Master Charge, the number one card in the world. Use its clout.
For me, a clout is getting one of those sexy 10-speed bikes, you know, racy, feet strapped to the pedals, shifting gears, a bike you drive. Gonna get one, gonna use my clout. I wonder if they come with training wheels.
You carry Master Charge. You carry clout.
As the philosopher said, there are those who remember nothing, and there are those who remember everything. And then, of course, we have those who remember just enough. For those who can recall nothing are the optimists. Those who will forget nothing are the pessimists. And those in the middle are the only ones who can be truly happy. Our cast included Leon Janney, Bryna Rayburn, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.